Dick Tracy fans, stand by. Here comes Dick Tracy now.
Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those specially tasty, nourishing cereals that are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy, now bring you another episode of this electrically transcribed series of thrilling Dick Tracy adventures. You know, Mother and Dad enjoy Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice just as much as you do. They're different from ordinary cereals. The plump, crisp, nut-like grains of goodness fairly melt in your mouth. And they give you trigger-fast food energy because they're shot from guns. Every time the sound of those special guns is heard at the Quaker plants, nourishing, sun-ripened kernels of wheat and rice are being exploded into plump, delicious grains of puffed wheat and puffed rice, 8 times their original size. That makes them easy to digest, because all the tiny, hard-to-digest food cells are shattered, unlocked, and you get the quick energy and goodness of the wheat and rice more quickly and easily. So join the thousands of happy, healthy families who are puffed wheat and puffed rice fans. Look in the pantry now to make sure there are some of those famous red and blue packages there. And if there aren't, ask Mother to get one of each from the grocery displaying the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol headquarters sign. Then invite Mother and Dad to enjoy these two swell breakfasts with you. Have puffed wheat one day, and then puffed rice the next for a delightful change. And listen, be sure to have your pencil and paper ready for a secret code message. Get them now. In our last episode, we heard how the Purple Rider, having made his appearance at the headquarters of Vernon Kyle, took one of the desperado's men away with him. Kyle, believing that Tracy has some connection with the Purple Rider and is trying to frighten him into leaving town, decided to turn the tables and capture Junior. Late that afternoon, Junior was riding with Captain McKeon in the mountains when shots were heard in the distance and a call for help. McKeon went to investigate, and while he was gone, Kyle's men set upon Junior and carried him off to their mountain stronghold.
Put another log on that fire, Curly. You can't seem to get this place warm. Listen to that wind howl.
Well, what do you expect? 3 miles up in the mountains on the edge of a precipice? Why'd the boss have to pick us for this job? I don't like it.
I ain't crazy about it myself, Curly. It's a long, hard ride back to Pitchblende.
Yeah, and we won't be making it in a hurry. We gotta stay here with the kid till we hear from the boss.
Yeah. Hey, it's about time we shoved that kid up into the attic. Give me those ropes so I can tie him up.
Right, and I'll take this gag out of his mouth. Come on, kid. There we are. Okay.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. Say, listen, where is this place, and why have you brought me here?
Come here by the window. Now, you see through the trees way down below us there, about 3 miles?
Uh-huh.
You see those little houses?
Yeah.
Well, that's Pitchblende. And the reason we brought you here, well, maybe it's because we don't want you to be lonesome.
Well, what are you going to do with me?
That's up to the boss, kid. We follow his orders.
Oh, I think I see it now. You're working for Vernon Kyle. He's the boss. He had you capture me to get back at Dick Tracy and force Dick to do what he wants him to do.
Pretty bright kid, ain't he?
Yeah, hey, he's got it figured right. Well, here's those ropes. Come
okay.
On, boy.
Sorry, kid, we got to tie you up and put you in the attic.
Oh, no, you don't.
Come on,
no,
no, no, naughty, naughty. We had to suck you once and we'll do it again.
Yeah. And besides, why do you have to make this job tougher for us than it is already? Ain't you got no consideration, kid?
Sure, Curly's right. Put yourself in our place. This ain't anything personal, you know. You ain't a bad kid. We're just following orders, that's all. Now hold still or else.
Oh, okay. Guess you guys win. Go ahead and tie me up.
Now you're acting sensible. Hey, don't tie those ropes too tight, Curly. We don't want to hurt the kid. And he's going to be tied up for a good long time.
Well, thanks.
Think nothing of it, kid. We're that kind of guy, see?
Okay. There we are. I guess these ropes will hold, no?
Good. And now, kid, we'll put you up in the attic till supper time. That'll be in about 2 hours. We'll see that you get your grub. Don't worry.
Oh, I don't think I'll feel like eating.
Oh, thanks. You'll have an appetite in 2 hours.
Sure. When you start smelling the ham and beans and stuff. Wait a minute, Butch. I got to open this trap door.
Right.
Okay, in with you, kid. Now, push
up. Now, you just lay on the floor there and be quiet. We'll bring you down for supper when the time comes.
Well, glad they didn't tie those ropes too tight. Say, Dick once showed me a trick of tightening your muscles and then relaxing them. think this is the way it works. Gee, it does work, too. Get my hands loose now. There. Now, what am I gonna do? What's the best thing to do? Can't go down there with them. Maybe I can get out on the roof. Gee, I kicked up against something. Looks like a piece of glass. There it is. Piece of old mirror. Holy mackerel, I wonder if I... Gosh, I wonder if I can do it.
You think Kyle's got hold of him, Dick, huh?
I know he has, Pat. That's why I'm on my way down to see him now. If he or his men have harmed Junior...
They'd better not. That's all I've got to say. When did you find out about this, Dick?
Only 10 minutes ago. McKean came down from the mountains without Junior. He was drawn away by the sound of those shots and had to leave the youngster for a little while because he didn't know what he was going to get into and didn't want to expose Junior. When he came back, Junior was gone. First, McKean thought Junior had come home by himself.
Dick, maybe that's what did happen. Maybe Kyle hasn't got the youngster at all. Maybe Junior did start to come home alone and got lost. Or maybe he's taken a longer way home.
Oh, I know better. Junior would have waited for McKean. He didn't. And that makes me sure something has happened to him. I'd be very much surprised if Kyle isn't behind this. And I don't expect to be surprised.
Well, here we are at the hotel.
Yeah, let's go in. That's Kyle's private office over there. Come on.
Okay.
Tracy, what the...
I want to have a talk with you, Kyle.
Well, I don't want to talk to you.
What have you done with Junior?
With whom?
You know whom I'm talking about. My ward, Dick Tracy Jr. Where is he?
I still don't know what you're talking about. What would I want to do with him?
Well, I could make a good guess, Kyle. But I'm not going to do any guessing because I know you've got him. You produce that boy right now or I'm going to search this place from top to bottom.
Go ahead, search it. We got a warrant, of course.
He's got us there, Dick. You did. Why didn't we think of bringing a warrant?
Isn't it too bad you didn't think of bringing it? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll wait till you go back to headquarters and you get McKean to swear one out for you. Anything to keep you out, you know.
You're not so clever, Kyle. Even if the boy isn't here, that still doesn't mean you haven't got him. You think you've got me just where you want me, don't you?
Well, haven't I? Of course, I'm not admitting anything, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if you never saw that kid again, unless...
Unless what?
Unless you decide to see things my way.
Why, you flannel mouth?
Pat, and just what is your way, Kyle?
Tracy, I've worked a long time to get this town in line. Hasn't been an easy job either, but now I've got everything just the way I want it. I don't like the idea of any change, see? I've got a 50% interest in every pitch blend claim that's been discovered within miles of here. And when the boys get sensible and start shipping their stuff out on my planes, I'll have more than 50%. Things were working out fine for me, Tracy. I never had any trouble. The miners would never have dreamed of continuing to use dog sleds when I wanted them to use my planes. If you hadn't come along and given them ideas...
Well, get to the point, Kyle.
I'm coming to it, Patton. Stop giving the boys ideas, Tracy. Forget all your nice plans for interfering with my business. Call off the dogs. Send back Baldy and Bill. And one more thing. Yeah, it's kind of important, too. Get out of town yourself. If you're smart, Tracy, you'll do what I say.
And suppose I don't do what you say?
You never know. Something might happen to that kid of yours.
I see. You would try this way of getting back at me. I'll admit it's a way I find hardest to fight. Well, you hold the winning hand, Kyle. There doesn't seem to be much I can do. I'd like a little time to think it over.
Sure, Tracy, sure. All the time you want.
Come on, Pat.
I'd just like to take one more poke at him. Why didn't you just let me knock him around a bit and force him to tell us where Junior is?
Well, that's not the way to do things, Pat. We've got to do things according to the law. We can accomplish the results we want, too. There's more than one way of bringing Kyle to justice. All we need is a little time to figure a way out.
Well, if there is a way, I don't see it. All I know is that they've got Junior.
You don't doubt that now, do you, Pat?
Well, how can I? Kyle admitted it. Well, he almost did anyway. Here we are at Mountie headquarters. Want to go in and get that warrant?
Yes, and... One moment, what was that?
What was what?
Up there in the mountains. I thought I saw something flash in the sun. There it is again.
Yeah, I saw it too. Look, there it comes again. Say, it almost looks like dots and dashes.
It is, Pat. It's code.
Code?
Someone is signaling with a mirror. A mirror reflecting the rays of the sun. And, Pat, it might be Junior.
Holy mackerel.
It is, Pat. It is Junior. I recognize the code.
How, Dick? Is there our special code?
Yes, yes. We've often talked about it. And decided that in a case like this, we'd use the Buffalo code. Quick, quick, take this down.
Okay. Shoot.
Here come the flashes again now. 4. 10. 11. 26. 26. 12. 15.
Got it. Go on.
20. 13.
Yeah.
14. 11. 6. 20. 13.
Is that all?
Wait a minute. No, no, here come some more flashes. 7. 8. 10. 10. 18. Got all that?
Yeah.
What's it say?
Holy mackerel, Dick. It says that...
That kid's awful quiet up there in the attic, Curly.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I'll just have a look up there to be sure he's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, jumping catfish, the kid's gone.
You're crazy. We've been here all the time. He couldn't have got away.
The trap door to the roof is open. He got out that way.
He must still be up there. Come on, get that ladder and onto that roof.
Okay, okay, now take it easy.
Yeah, there he is on the edge of the roof by the precipice. What are you doing with that mirror, kid?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, we would like to know. We're going to find out.
Stay away from me. You come near me and I'll...
You'll what?
I'll jump, that's what I'll do.
We can't let the kid do that, Butch.
Don't worry, he won't. He hasn't got the nerve. You get him from that side, Curly, and I'll get him from this side.
Oh.
You come up here and I'll jump. I swear I'll jump.
Well, you better jump, kid, because we're coming, and we're coming pronto.
Junior is in a desperate situation. It doesn't seem possible that Dick will arrive in time to save him. And what was the code message Junior sent to Dick? We'll repeat it for you in a minute, because it's time for our Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting, brought to you by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those crisp, tasty, refreshing cereals that are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy. And here comes Pat Patton now to take charge as acting patrol president.
The meeting will now come to order, so get your pencil and paper ready for that secret code message that Junior sent to Dick Tracy.
It's certainly a good thing that Junior knows the Dick Tracy secret code and the Morse code, so that he could flash that secret message to Dick.
All you patrol members should be able to use both codes. They're in your secret code book.
Right. And now let's have that secret message, Pat.
Okay. It's Buffalo 4... 10, 11, 26, 26, 12, 15, 20, 13, 14, 11, 6, 20, 13, 7, 8, 10, 10, 18.
Now all you patrol members can decode that message as soon as the meeting is over. And if you haven't got a Dick Tracy secret code book, join the patrol right away. Then Dick sends you one, and you're in the know, too.
It's easy to join the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol or the National Girls Division, and it's barrels of fun when you do.
So tear off the tops of 2 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice packages. Then print your name and address on a plain piece of paper. If you're a boy, print the word boy at the top. And if you're a girl, print Girls Division. Put the paper in an envelope with your 2 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops and mail it to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
Join now, fellows and girls. Get your secret code book, patrol pledge, and official badge. You'll have the time of your life.
And you certainly enjoy those delicious, different breakfasts of puffed wheat one day and then puffed rice the next. Remember, they're shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy to keep you alert and keen like Dick Tracy is. So ask Mother now to get you some delicious Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice from the grocers right away.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans, stand by for another exciting electrically transcribed Dick Tracy adventure Monday at this same time. There goes Dick Tracy now. That is all.